today's ChurchTechCast.com screencast show, live streaming hosts, LSD, and a website for a podcast. Hi, and welcome again to another episode of the ChurchTechCast.com screencast show. This is the show where every week I sit back and I just answer your questions about doing tech in church, and in this case, something else. My name is Paul Allen Clifford, and I'm excited to be your host, and I'd love for you to join the conversation. So if you have any questions, you can always leave them right underneath the video, whether you're watching this on YouTube or on trinitydigitalmedia.com. All my contact information is located at trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact. You can just leave a message there as well. If you're more of an email person, paul@trinitydigitalmedia.com. Or hit me up on Twitter, Paul Allen Cliff, PaulAllanCliff. So let's hop into the questions. The first one comes from Tom Sorrell, and Tom writes, "Hey Paul, hope you had a good vacation." This was after my vacation. I would like to see a review or comparison ratings list of video stream providers sometime. I know you like churchstreaming.tv, but I noticed their knowledge base wasn't working and their blog stopped back mid-year, and that made me nervous. Do you have good service from them, and would you still recommend them? We are currently with Truthcasting, but their stats page has been down for a month, and I don't have a good feeling on that. I think that would make a good article that would be interesting to many. Thanks, Tom Sorrell." Well, Tom, you're right, and maybe I'll hop into that. I know that as part of writing the book that I'm writing this month, which is Live Streaming Church, at least that's the working title. I'm not completely sold on it. Maybe the subtitle will help. I'm going to do a little bit of comparison. I do know that Livestream and Ustream, which are the big players in this area, along with YouTube, don't necessarily meet the needs of churches. I do like churchstreaming.tv, and it's not just because I use them. It's because they seem very responsive to me personally. That every time I have a question or a problem, I fire off an email and one of the founders gets back to me. I don't think that's just that they like me in particular. I think that that's just their company culture, but I could be totally wrong on that. I've also used worship channels and tried out YouTube, tried out Ustream, tried out Livestream, and right now churchstreaming.tv is the best one for me personally. I haven't used Truthcasting. There's some other services that I'm going to take a look at in addition, and maybe I'll do a comparison and see which is the best, but I really like the flat rate pricing of churchstreaming.tv. There's just something about knowing that your bill is going to be the same as opposed to, oh, this month it's not a blessing, it's a curse that we got a bunch of people to show up on our live stream. So that's just my feeling on the matter. I see Jay on YouTube in response to, I think it was the first video of this week, which was Tech Help for Churches, said, "I saw that little twinkle in your eye when you mentioned Woodstock. Don't worry, I won't tell anyone about your little LSD secret. We'll keep that between you and me." Yep. Well, since I'm 40, it's absolutely the case that I invented a time machine. I invented a time machine, and I went back in time. And let me tell you the crazy shenanigans I went into just to show up at Woodstock and not take the red acid. No, that I just made all that up. No, I actually know someone who was at Woodstock, and that was the twinkle in my eye that you saw, but very observant. So, yeah, keep the funny comments coming. And yeah. Okay, next. Hi there. Hi there, Paul. Been a while. I need some advice, please. Again, I am on the verge of starting my podcast. Yay! I added the yay. That wasn't in his note. I'll keep reading. I'm on the verge of starting my podcast, and I want to create a website of some sort for the internet side of it. You most probably call it the blogging side. I've never done this before, and I want to start off on the right side. I have heard of WordPress and would like to know if it's any good or if there's something better out there. If possible, the software and website must be free, as this is not a profitable endeavor yet. Well, thanks for your great podcast. Blessings, Sorrel Vanderwalt. Okay, well, Sorrel, WordPress is the way that I would go. WordPress is, it's kind of a blank canvas, and onto that, they've added a bunch of extensions that you can add in. They're called plugins in this case, and you download them and install them. So the one that you absolutely use if you're going to do podcasting is PowerPress. It's made by the people that are behind Blueberry, Blubrry, which is a podcast host. But here's the cool thing: you don't have to use Blueberry in order to use PowerPress, which is really cool. I use Libsyn, which I strongly recommend that you get a media host. Start off at the cheapest level of of Libsyn, which is around $5 a month, 5 to 6, depends on a couple of things. But go with that so that if you do get popular, it's a blessing, not a curse. As for the hosting, I don't know of any free web hosting, but with HostGator and Bluehost and a few like that, you can get pretty close to free, like $3 to $7 a month. So for about $10 to $12 a month, you could do this thing. I don't see any problem with that. I know that that's not free, but I don't know what the cost of things is where you are. But here in the States, we like to say, well, just skip a latte or two every month and you'll pay for it. So I really recommend WordPress because first off, it's got a great community behind it. Most websites that are using a framework are using WordPress, so it's really well supported. It's got tons of plugins to increase your extensibility, and it's just great. Large businesses are built on it, small businesses, churches, all that stuff. So stick with WordPress. I think you'll do fine. Make sure you get a media host so that you're not hoping that you don't get successful. And that would be the way that I would go if I were you. In fact, that's basically the way that I am going. I just have a higher end package on WordPress. So I hope that that helps you. I hope that it helps you and your church with some of these questions. Maybe not the LSD one. I've never taken any illegal drugs. But anyway, I hope that that helps you and your church as you're using technology to change lives and eternities. Please like, subscribe, thumbs up, comment on the videos. If you would like to get the audio of this automatically or the video, just go ahead and head over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/subscribe. Until next time, go out and change eternity. This is Paul Allen Clifford with trinitydigitalmedia.com.